This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's buzzworthy across the land? Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Gretchen Carlson, $20 million richer, thanks to Roger Ailes, the former man behind the Fox network. Gretchen Van Susteren leaves the channel. Question marks there. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton tied, virtually anyway. Depending on what poll you look at, it is that coin flip we talked about. In just a couple of weeks, it's a presidential debate on the 26th of September. And in Florida, as they battened the hatches for Hurricane Hermine, got some water, had to bail a little bit, but not quite what it could have been. Still, officially, it was a hurricane on Thursday on a holiday weekend, and it's the first time in 11 years that a hurricane in the Gulf Coast area had made landfall. Time flies. Doesn't it seem like just yesterday we were talking about a rash of hurricanes that smashed into that area? It's dissipating after dumping some more water in the East Coast in several of the states there and moving away now after 19 days of conversation about Hermine. Hermine is off. We are in hurricane season. Let's start with the $20 million and Gretchen Carlson, who had definitely some followers during her time at the network. But when she met with Roger Ailes, the former CEO, apparently, and she taped some of the conversations, he had some pretty saucy things to say to her. So Fox said, let's settle. This is sexual harassment. And they, in fact, released a statement apologizing to her for what she had endured. They didn't disclose specific terms, but the money is apparently about $20 million. 21st Century Fox announced that they settled with her for the lawsuit, and they said during her tenure at Fox News, she exhibited the highest standards of journalism and professionalism. She developed a loyal audience, which I absolutely agree with that, was a daily source of information for many Americans. We are proud she's part of the Fox News team. That's what they said. And then here was the part. They said, we sincerely regret and apologize for the fact that Gretchen was not treated with the respect and dignity she and all of our colleagues deserve. So the settlement was hammered out by Fox News on behalf of Roger Ailes. And they are trying to put that saga, I think, behind them, especially in the election year. But regardless, in any situation, they say there's a new culture in the post-Ailes world. So how about that? Ailes, by the way, is said to be serving as an advisor to Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. The world turns, doesn't it? Oh, the world turns. Some people watch Sean Hannity and Megyn Kelly. Certainly Fox does still get some ratings on those shows, no question about that. I think the big part is the fact that she had taped him and he said creepy things to her, and this was clear cut. They knew it. So this isn't a case of this was a case of definitely this was ridiculous, and they knew it. And now she's, of course, off the air and has been off the air, but she could prove her case. And that's a big You know, that's a big deal. And Roger Ailes himself has had to hire a lawyer, and he hired the lawyer, and somebody told us on this show about it when it happened, who took down Gawker for possible lawsuits against, you know, the New York Magazine. So he's hired a top liberal lawyer whose clients included Hulk Hogan and Melania Trump. So that saga's not over yet. Let's go to Grim right here as we kick things off for this hour. Hi, Grim.
Hey, it's hard to catch you, you know?
Hey, don't forget, because we're coming off of a holiday.
Yeah, well, also, last time we did talk, it was concerning, you know, the emails with Hillary, and right after that, the next day after we talked about it, you know, Benghazi and
crazy.
They announced that, you know, they were looking into it.
I know. And I want to remind you and everybody else, don't forget, we have Nailed the Score. We have the special edition Wednesday into Thursday, our next show in the final segment of our second hour.
Oh, yeah. That's what that's, I'm here.
Cool.
But what I really want to talk about, because you did repeat it a couple times over the holidays, was these drug companies. And especially, you know, with the the injection that went up, I'm trying to think what
EpiPen.
Call it. Yeah, the EpiPen injector. I know how to get rid of all that.
How?
Get rid of the patents. You know, in the Bible, it says that God gave us everything that produces seed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a firm believer in that. And this is a matter of life and death. This is a matter of doing no wrong. You get rid of the patents, and you can get an EpiPen for about a buck and a half.
You know that's
not happening.
Because
you'll increase the free market system to mass produce them. For $10,000, I can buy me a plastic molding machine.
Right.
And for about $85, I can buy a 55-gallon drum of plastic motor. And I can manufacture needles. And it don't cost much more than 25 to 50 cents to actually manufacture the drug. So for about a buck and a half, I can make 25 cents profit and even mail out EpiPens.
Yeah, crazy to think of, isn't it, that you're right in so many senses of the word, but that's not going to happen because the drug companies make too much money.
Well, you get rid of the patents, you become the president, and you say, hey, look, if it's something to benefit mankind, I'm sorry. And this is the problem we have, because everything we got, Obama's right now making a tour of giving away everything that electronically that's of military use, going straight to Vietnam and everything else. He's destroying us.
Yeah.
Right now, Kate. He's making us militarily incapable. And if the manufacturers, it's just like Oldsmobile, went to China. All the equipment from Detroit went there to manufacture Oldsmobile. All they have to do is reverse engineer it, because they also manufacture military stuff with the same robotics.
You're right.
And, hey, you say no patent, and if you trade patents that can't be of military or life use, and we'll send you over there with them.
Oh, can you imagine? Oh, but that's blasphemy to the people who control the big bucks, the purse strings, in other words, Grim. All right, hang with us. Speaking of getting rid of big pharma and ridiculous prices, I'm going to tell you about my Odyssey.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free ReputationDefender.com. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
When a neighbor lose a job, that's recession. When you get fired, that means a depression. High stress and planned obsolescence. Adored adolescence in congressional sessions. Suppression with oppression and suppression. Got the answers, killing questions. Letting complacency and planned acquiescence. If you can't count money, you better count your blessings. Seems so cold.
The Emperor has no clothes. Woo. There's a line from childhood. You remember that? Where's that line from? The Emperor has no clothes. And we've heard this a lot lately, right? So I'm going to give you a chance to think about the Emperor has no clothes. And there have been a lot of, from that line, there have been a lot of spin-offs. But it is actually a story by Hans Christian Andersen. And it's about two weavers who promise an emperor a new suit of clothes that's invisible to those who are not fit for their spots, for their positions, they're incompetent or, you know, whatever. And it's, I remember reading it in school. I think, I mean, I want to say it was definitely grade school, but what that has spawned off into, what does it mean? It's a fairy tale that was written a long, long time ago, but it has come to mean different things, for different reasons. So just because that line was in that song, I thought I'd throw that out there. It was like in the 1800s. Had to be in the 1800s because that's when that fairy tale came out. And, of course, the whole idea is about the pretensions of the emperor's court and that the parallels that you could draw from that to maybe something that's happened in your life. Hopefully not. All right. One World Way. I want to talk about One World Way because coming up, I also have a conversation with the CEO of Nutrisystem, Dawn Zier. We talk to her once a month, and Nutrisystem's been a big game changer for me. The combination of Nutrisystem and One World Way, huge. I mean, I can't emphasize it enough, especially because if you think about studios and how much you're sitting, like all of you, maybe you are listening to me and you sit at a desk, you work in an office somewhere, or I know a lot of police officers listen to the show, you're driving around in your car, you're in and out, or you're, you know, patrolling, and you get that, I call it the spread, the happy spread, hopefully. But it's not happy what happens because, you know, you get that little bit of a gut and so it goes, right? Even when you're really trying hard. And then your energy is zapped. So my energy was zapped, kaput, because I'm juggling plates all over the place, just like the rest of you. You know, one day at a time, right? So One World Way was introduced to me by Stephen Huer, the founder of One World Way, called me up one day and said, hey, you should... He had heard me on the air and said, you should try this. And I was like, eh. And sure enough, I tried it, and it's a game changer. So the combination of the two for me has been a game changer. Because on days when I'm running around juggling those plates that are crashing all over the place, I have no excuses. I have something with me to eat so that I'm not eating anything all day long, and then that's just disastrous for anyone. And One World Way is part of that because it's an easy shake. You make it. I like the vanilla. Some people like strawberry or chocolate, and I've tried all of them. I like them all, actually. And I have just a 5-pound deal right there in my kitchen, and it's great. And everybody that's come to visit me or pass through, like family, whatever, they've all tried it, and now they're all hooked on it because they asked me, what is that? And then they, when we're running around or they're running around or they're getting out of town, they pass through and they're getting dropped off at an airport, they have tried it. So my own family has gotten hooked on the benefits of One World Way, what they're missing, all those nutrients, what they were missing, and how natural this formula is. Now, there's other products that Synergistic Nutrition has, and I've tried some of those, too, and I like them, like Synergy One, which I think has really helped me, too, as well, because with your body changing, you know, there's all of a sudden stomach things were starting to happen with me, even if I was eating good, if I was eating broccoli and I was eating vegetables and whatnot. So what that was doing with the amino acids, the, you know, what was happening, the growth factors, made a big difference to me. And he's explained this to us. He's come on, and there were things I just didn't even think about. I guess just so ignorant to that it's, I think of people in front of me by decades and decades, and, you know, I look at great uncles and I see the arthritis and I see what's happened to them, and I think, boy, oh boy, this is the solution to that. So anyway, if you go to America Tonight and you want to see what I'm talking about, click on One World Way, and there's more information on that there, but it's just terrific. I just can't say enough good stuff about it. And especially because I don't really endorse very much. I haven't endorsed very much over the long haul that I've been on this particular show. And it's given me back really life because I have energy that was completely zapped from me. All right, speaking of being zapped, I've talked about this a little bit, and I talked about this being buzzworthy in the last hour, but I mean, let's face it, our focus, part of our giant focus is on this upcoming election and who's in the lead. We can't help ourselves, right? It's all about results. I mean, look, I was talking about results of getting energy and being depleted, frankly, and not being in shape and just being whipped. Well, on the campaign trail, it's about two choices here, folks, Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. And in these polls, the polls are showing that they're pretty evenly matched. You know, they're not one, they're not, nobody's taken away. Nobody's got the 15 points that's just pounding somebody else where you say, oh, that's a definite layup. So this really is truly a coin flip, even the Electoral College. And it's interesting because now you're starting to hear more conversation about that. A CNN poll that came out on Tuesday actually showed Trump with a 2-point lead over Hillary Clinton. A 2-point lead. And how are polls weighted and who are they talking to? I mean, I get that. But there's so many polls out there. So if you look at it, who's identifying with Clinton, who's identifying with Trump, what happens with those independents? That is so key. And I go back to what I've now been saying for months. Those presidential debates could not be bigger. I mean, I think this is going to be must-see TV. And actually, they're competing. Two of them are competing with football. And football's huge. And huge in my world. I love football. But I think that you're going to see people, because they're going to tape something. And I think people are going to want to see, especially these first two, but I think all three. I think all three debates, I would be shocked if they don't have record-breaking viewership. I just would be shocked. And I think we are finally going to see something that I've talked about here, too, for a long time. I think we're going to really see big voter turnout. I think it's disgraceful that in this country we don't even have a 50% voter turnout when we have at least free elections. We might not like who we end up with, where we have choices we're not crazy about. But at least we can make them in a free nation. As somebody who's seen what it's like when you're forced to vote a certain way, video and pictures don't do it justice. When you actually see it in your face and you see other people who are forced to vote a certain way, you realize, yeah, we've got problems here, but I'd rather complain about our problems than live in some of these areas where I've been, deep in Mexico with the PRI and the Panistas, where they're waving guns around when you're voting. Yeah, pretty much it's you're voting this way. At least that's what I saw. So the fact that they're close will be interesting to watch how they maneuver and what they say and what their ads say also. Because they're going to spend all their money in these ads in these key states. And you're probably living in one of those key battleground states. So look for a deluge of ads. And what are those ads going to be like? What are Trump's people going to come up with to go after Clinton and vice versa? I think it's going to be a go for the jugular fight to the death, so to speak, till the end. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Favorite things to do here on the show is to listen to what you have to say. And if you don't have time to make the quick call or you're just enjoying listening, I hear a lot of people say, I like listening. I don't want to call because I like listening. That's cool. But if you want to call, let me give out the numbers again, because sometimes people say, I don't hear the number. It's 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. All right, so here's the deal. Mailbag. Lots of mail, always. Tons of email. So without further ado, let's dive into the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First one up is from Carl, and Carl says, Kate, oh my gosh, did you happen to see that Trump and Hillary Clinton are pretty darn close in the latest polls? I know you're the poll princess, so I was assuming you were all over this. Yeah, you know, I woke up over the weekend and I was looking at the poll numbers, and you're right, it's near even, so 1 or 2 percentage points, which is in the margin of error. So let me tell you, if we look at the latest CNN ORC poll, Trump tops Clinton 45% to 43%.
And then, of course, you have, like, Gary Johnson has 7%, Jill Stein has just 2%, but still has some percentage, right? But how crazy is that? And, you know, this is what's so interesting, and I've been saying this till I'm blue in the face. I'm not beating anyone up, but just telling you there's no question once these two, and we knew it was going to be these two, once these two were official, meaning Donald Trump was the Republican nominee, Hillary Clinton the Democratic nominee, I realized even how much bigger the presidential debates were going to be. So neither one seems to be making the necessary gains to get that 15% threshold. So with just 3 weeks to go before the first debate on September 26th, I think it is absolutely crazy that we're talking about. It's not crazy. I shouldn't say it's crazy. It's wild. It's just wild. That's a better way to describe it, because this is what we've been talking about all along. When we talked to Bob Ney, our pal from Talk Media News, he and I have been talking about how we think it's a coin flip, and boy, it sure is looking that way. You could break down the demographics, but it is pretty, pretty close. And 1 or 2 percentage points does not make anyone run away with it, so that's the whole idea. All right, let's move along to another one. This one comes to us from Jacob, and Jacob says, Kate, have you been following the Fox lawsuit deal? Apparently, they settled that lawsuit, Roger Ailes, the whole sexual harassment thing. Of course, I've been following that lawsuit. Roger Ailes, I heard him speak one time. He went to Ohio University, not when I was there, but I'm an alum of Ohio University. And I guess Fox News and Gretchen Carlson settled their lawsuit. So that's probably really good news for Roger Ailes, because now there's been all these other accusations. And the last thing that you want is to go through that whole court saga, on his side of it, because then everything is fair game. Then you could be talking about years where it's dragged out. So remember, if you don't know, he was the CEO and chairman of Fox News. He resigned because of the allegations, which he's continuously denied. 21st Century Fox is acknowledging harm. That's what they're saying. So in an unusual public statement, and this happened on Tuesday morning, the company said, we sincerely regret and apologize for the fact that Gretchen was not treated with the respect that she and all our colleagues deserve. According to Vanity Fair, Fox's settlement with Gretchen Carlson is for $20 million. And apparently, they've also reached settlements with two other women who alleged harassment by Ailes as well. She released a statement. She just said, I'm gratified that they took decisive action after I filed my complaint. I'm ready to move on to the next chapter of my life, in which I'll redouble my efforts to empower women in the workplace. So how about that? That's pretty big. I mean, that's big. That's a big number, but it's also big that it was settled. Not surprising, however, not surprising that it was settled, because dragging it out only hurts Fox. And for Roger Ailes, it only hurt him. All right, let's move on to another one. This one comes to us from Aaron, who says, Kate, boy, oh boy, what's going to go on with the presidential debate? Who is going to moderate the presidential debate? I've been thinking about this, and I think it's, first of all, a huge stage, whoever the person is, which we know from the past, like Megyn Kelly and the Trump thing, is a real boon to journalists. So do we know who that person is going to be? Great question. We do know who that person is going to be. A Fox News anchor is going to moderate the presidential debate for the first time in Fox's, 20-year history. Can you believe Fox is only 20 years old? So anyway, Chris Wallace is going to moderate the third debate on October 19th. NBC Nightly News host Lester Holt is going to moderate the first one, which is September 26th. Martha Raddatch and CNN's Anderson Cooper are going to moderate the second debate, which is October 9th. The Commission on Presidential Debates is, of course, a private group funded by the communities that host the debates. They choose the moderators based on experience, and then they're responsible for choosing alone for the questions. Campaigns don't have a role in selecting, because somebody asked me this once, they don't have a role in selecting who the moderator is, because there seems to be this misunderstanding about who selects the moderator. So actually, thanks for that question. That is a very good question.
I think the moderators, they pick pretty fair and balanced. I mean, equal opportunity across the board, I would say. All right, here's another one from Larry. Kate, Phyllis Schlafly died. Did you happen to know that? I think it happened over the weekend. She was a pioneer. I didn't agree with some of what Schlafly had to say or what she did in her lifetime. But I give her credit for a lot of chutzpah and a big voice for conservative women. Yeah, you know, they called her the founding mother of the U.S. conservative movement because of the other side of the feminists, the feminism crashing up against the conservative side in the 70s. And she was either hated or loved by people. There was no in-between, which is, of course, the same with Gloria Steinem, which would be her counterpart. Her big thing was working to defeat the Equal Rights Amendment. She died on Monday at the age of 92. She lived like in St. Louis. And they say her family was there. She was a big-time speaker in the 90s. She endorsed, by the way, Donald Trump for the Republican presidential nomination. And Schlafly once was famous for calling feminists a bunch of bitter women seeking a constitutional cure for their personal problems. She said that women find their greatest fulfillment at home with their family. Mm. So, like I said, she is the opposite of Steinem, and she had that same effect. People, she was a spark plug. People loved her, or people just did not like her at all. And she became active in the Republican Party almost right away and ran unsuccessfully for Congress twice. And people forget that. And then she founded Eagle Forum, which was a grassroots conservative group. And she off, you know, she wrote like, I want to say like 20 books, something like that, somewhere in there. All right, let's move to another one, yet another one. And this time it has to do with a lot of politics. This has to do with the start of the football season. Kate, football is here again. Please tell me you're doing Nail the Score. We are doing Nail the Score. Normally it will be on Tuesday nights in our last segment. Tuesday nights in our second hour, last segment, so Tuesday into Wednesday of our second hour, but in a shortened week, because we had the holiday and not giving anyone any ramp-up time, we're going to do it on Wednesday. So we'll do Nail the Score on Wednesday in our second hour, last segment of that hour. Second hour, last segment of that hour. Hopefully that makes sense to everybody. Makes sense to me, right? And yes, it is the start of the NFL season, and the NFL season actually kicks off on a Thursday, which is unusual. September 8th, Panthers and the Broncos. It kicks at, so think about that, rematch of the Super Bowl, kicks at 7:30 Eastern, and then you go on to the matchups on Sunday, which there's a ton of Sunday matchups, and there's a doubleheader on Monday, so boy, I cannot believe that football is already here. Insane, isn't it? Absolutely crazy. And I think I can squeeze in another one. Let's see. So remember that. Wednesday. All right, one quick one. This one is from Hal, and Hal says, Kate, I'm sure you know this, but how about Mother Teresa being declared a saint? Yes, she was declared a saint, canonized, they call it, and the Pope did that over the weekend, if you missed it, and you think of what Mother Teresa did in her lifetime, the tiny little nun who helped the world's poorest of poor. So St. Peter's Square went crazy after that was announced on Sunday, and the Pope said Mother Teresa put into action his idea of the church as a merciful field hospital for the poorest of the poor, those suffering both material and spiritual poverty. So by canonizing her during his Jubilee Year of Mercy, he in some ways is making her kind of the icon of his entire pontificate, is what they call it. How about that? All right. Thanks for those emails. Remember, americatonight.net. Click on contact. Thanks.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of health care that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable health care that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain health care costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
To do each and every month is catch up with Dawn Zier. She's the president and chief executive officer of Nutrisystem. As you all know, now I've lost over 40 pounds on Nutrisystem. It's been such a game changer. It's amazing. I can't say enough about it. I'm going to talk more about what it's been like for me as we motor through this throughout this show. But Dawn, one of the things is, first of all, happy post-Labor Day, because now game on, right?
Yeah, same to you. Yeah, busy time of year for us.
It's a busy time, I think, for everybody, because we look and we see, oh my gosh, there's 4 months left, and then here we are into 2017. And I think, and I could be wrong, you certainly can answer this better than me, I think a lot of times people coming out of the summer people that are disappointed that they didn't lose weight or they're not feeling great about themselves, this is when they think, I can kick this into high gear. Is that true?
Yeah, definitely. Right back to school, when the moms begin to have a little more free time for themselves, when the kids go back to school, and just thinking, okay, if I can drop 10 to 20 pounds before the holidays, at least I'll be in decent shape to avoid any weight gain over the holidays. So now is a big time of year for us. We call it one of our diet season windows.
Oh, I like that. What are the other diet season windows? Before summer?
Yeah, right before summer, usually right after Easter or Passover is another big time as people are starting to think about summer and wanting to get ready for, you know, bathing suit season. So people tend to start thinking about it in April. People get a little lax during summer because of all the barbecues. And then once Thanksgiving hits or Halloween, it's sort of a, you know, game over till after the holidays and New Year's resolutions again. But there are three or four big times a year where people really think a lot about losing weight, and we're coming in to a really important one, the one right before the holidays.
Yeah, absolutely. No kidding about that. That one of the things that I think happens to us, and this definitely happened to me along the way, I call it like yo-yo dieting. So I look really mm-hmm. good in the past, not since Nutrisystem, but in the past. I look really good, and then I say, and
well,
I
now you look terrific. You look terrific.
I do, so that's the good thing. And that's because of the help from Nutrisystem. But I think that that's what happens with people, that I think we procrastinate, though, too, because we say, oh, okay, so this week I'm just going to be the same normal self. I'm just going to eat. I'm going to eat cheeseburgers and eat crazy things and not think about the calories.
Right.
But next week, next Monday, I'm starting. I'm going to lose all this weight. Doesn't that happen a lot to people?
Yeah, it's after the barbecue, after the party, when things get quieter, definitely. And what we're finding is that there's science behind that. It's actually
Ooh.
Our brains are programmed to make us procrastinate, which I found to be shocking. And then, you know, that little known fact can lead to even more excuses, right?
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
What we're supposed to do.
Yeah. So how do you combat that? Like, I'll do it tomorrow. I know I was in that category. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll walk.
Yeah,
I'll
so
play
is
tennis.
That nice. It's hard because I think what we really need to do, and I know from talking to you, you know, you reach that point, I reach that point where you just have to say, what's going to be different about tomorrow that's going to make me start? Because, you know, what I know is like each week it's like, oh, I got this coming up on Tuesday, I'll start next Monday. And then when Monday came, I have this coming up on Saturday, I'll wait till after that. And there's always something, you know, life does happen. And I think, you know, one of the things we really need to do is, it's pretty simple, but it's just get started. Really think about, why is next week going to be any better than this week? And the reality is, it's probably not. So, you know, I think it's just about making the decision to get started. And it could be by doing one simple thing. You know, go buy a book, go sign up for the program, whatever it is. Go clean out your pantry, but start preparing to get started. And take the first step.
Yeah, and the other thing is that people with procrastination traps, another thing that people do a lot is they say, I'm just too busy, I can't do it right now, using busy and time as the biggest
mm-hmm.
excuse.
Right. And there, I think, you know, what you really have to do is really, really do what we do every day. Break down the day into tasks.
Yep.
So think about weight loss as tasks that you can do in concrete steps. So, you know, If you want to say, okay, there's only one thing I'm going to do today. I'm going to give up regular soda, or I'm going to skip dessert, and make that your goal. You know, it doesn't have to be about, hey, I want to lose 50 pounds. It could be, what am I going to do this week to drop 1 or 2 or 5 pounds, whatever it might be. But, you know, really at least committing to doing 1 or 2 things that will get you on that way. So obviously dessert is one of the, you know, something people do tend to focus on, cutting out desserts. I find that, you know, for people that drink a lot of soda or juice, you know, cutting that out is a great first step, because a lot of sugar in both juices and sodas, and that does pack on the pounds.
Yeah, great advice. And so this is your window. This is the time to really kick it in. And, boy, definitely check out Nutrisystem. I'm going to tell you about all the amazing food on Nutrisystem. To me, that's been part of it. And I know you've talked about this with me before. There's so mm-hmm. many choices. It's not like you have three choices. You have so many choices. There's like 150 menu options, which is mind-blowing. And you said the last time you're always working on new food.
Yeah, always coming out with new things, always coming out with new flavors. We're coming out with some new pizza, you know, which people are looking forward to, a lot of different things. And again, you know, the good thing is we have frozen as well as ready to go items, because I know my breakfast is usually, you know, grab a muffin or a roll or a protein bar and run, where, you know, for dinner, you know, definitely I like something, you know, that I can just microwave out of the freezer, but tastes really really good. Chicken parm's my favorite.
Yeah, me too. I really like the chicken parm. There's no question about that. All right, Dawn Zier, President and CEO of Nutrisystem, is always a pleasure. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, Kate. Talk to you soon.
All right, so as we mentioned there, you know, it was interesting, Dawn, talking about procrastination, and now we know that this is a real thing in your brain, and talking about the, she and I had the same problem, the I'll do it tomorrow. It's always something in my life I combat. I'll just get ready, and then I'll do X, Y, Z. I'll just get ready, and then I'll prepare to play tennis. I'll walk the dog. It's that moment. It's that 5 seconds. Somebody told me once that it's Mel Robbins, who's a great speaker, and she talks about the 5 second rule, that if once you got to do it in 5 seconds, just jump on it. In that 5 seconds, don't let it linger longer, because as you let your thoughts linger longer, then it becomes, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. And she answered the question of where to start. Start right where you are, at whatever it is. And really, she gave you great advice in anything that you're doing. And I know all of you listening, guys, you have that, all of us have that problem with something. It's something that we're doing. If it's not the weight loss thing, if it's not getting healthy. But Nutrisystem is absolutely a game changer. As I mentioned to Dawn there, the 150 menu items is incredible. Plus, the ability to track what you're eating, I think, is so key. Whether you do it because you're used to writing things down, or you do it with the app, either way, whatever it is, I think when you're tracking it and you put everything down, you can really see right in front of you what it is. You know, okay, wow, I did this and this and this, and gosh, I still have to eat this snack. I've got a power snack. I've got all this other food I haven't eaten. And that's what's happened to me, that there's more food than I could believe. And before, it was about scarcity of food, and that's what this program has taught me. You know, it's interesting, too. Nutrisystem has an eating out guide, and you start to look at the eating out, and it's great because they list, okay, what is the better option, so you're not stuck when you're in those situations where you're out, because it's not about depriving yourself. It's about learning to make better choices that are still awesome. For example, you know, skip the ice cream, get the pretzels, or get the hot dog lower fat than cotton candy, for example. You know, I went through the book and it was incredible because I found myself in those situations. Okay, what could I get? Well, instead of getting a bagel, I could get a biscotti, and I like biscotti. Instead of biscuits, I can use something else, like some kind of butter substitute instead. And certainly on Nutrisystem, they have those options. Dawn mentioned the breakfast, and for me, the muffins are great. But if you have time, they also have oatmeal. They also have fantastic eggs, and I like the eggs a lot, absolutely. So, bottom line is this, it's working for me. It can work for you. Don't feel like you're trapped. Check it out. It's an incredible, incredible way to go, and I am the living proof of that. Go to Nutrisystem and jump on it today. And if you go to their website, they really lay it out for you, as I've done here, talking about the options and what the possibilities are for you and how easy it is to ease yourself into it. Always enjoy that conversation with Dawn Zier. Stay with us.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.